外困特之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月23日，星期日。我们又非常非常荣幸地邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿博加瓦坛的早课。敬请聆听，Hare Krishna。
हरे कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We'll continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnation with Specific Functions. And today you read from text 46.
我们今天继续阅读《圣殿博加瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。今天阅读的世界是第四十六世界。
A
A
Vai
Vai
Vidanti
Vidanti
Atitaranti,
Atitaranti,
Cha,
Cha,
Devamayam,
Devamayam,
Evai Vidantyatitaranti cha Devamayam.
Devavidyantyatitaranti cha Devamayam,
Shri,
Shri,
Shudra,
Shudra,
Huna,
Puna,
Shabara,
Shabara,
Api,
Api,
Apajiva,
Apajiva,
Shri Shudra Huna, Shabara, Api, Apajiva.
Rishudra, Puna, Shabara, Api, Papajiva,
Yadi,
Yadi,
Adbhutakrama,
Adbhuta Krama,
Parayana,
Parayana,
Shila,
Shila,
Shiksha,
Shikshas,
Yadyadbhutakrama, Parayana, Shila, Shikshas,
Yadyabhuta Krama, Parayana, Shila, Shikshas,
Tiryak,
Tiryak,
Tiryakjana,
Tiryakjana,
Api,
Api,
Kim,
Kim,
U,
U,
Srutadharana,
Shrutadharana,
Ye,
Ye,
Tiryakjana, Api, Kim, U, Srutadharana, Ye,
Tiryakjana api kim ushruta dharana ye.
Evai vidantyatitaranti cha devamayam.
Evavidantyatitaranti cha devamayam.
Shri Shudra Huna Sabara Api Papa Jiva.
Shri Shudra Huna Shabara api papa jivaha.
Yadiyadbhuta krama parayana shila shikshas.
Yadiyadbhuta krama parayana shila shikshas.
Tiryakjana apikim ushruta dharanaye.
Tiryakjana apikim ushruta dharanaye.
Okay, word for word.
So,
K,
A 这样的人
Y,
Y 无疑
Vidanti,
Vidanti 确实了解
Atitaranti,
Atitaranti 超越
Cha,
Cha 也
Devamayam,
Devamayam 主的覆盖的能量
Three,
Three 这样的女子，比如像这样的女
Shudra,
子，Sudra 劳工阶层的人
，Huna,
Hunam 登山者。
Shabara,
Shabara, 夏里巴人低等的苏者。
Api,
Api, 虽然。
Apajiva,
Apajiva, 有罪的生物体。
Yadi,
Yadi, 提供。
Adbutakram,
Adbutakrama, Adbutakrama, 以如此美妙的形式而活动的人。
Parayana,
Parayana, 那些奉献者们。
Shila,
Shila, 行为。
Shiksha,
Shiksha, 被谁所训。
Tiryakjanaha,
Tiryakjanaha, 即使那些非人类。
Api,
Api, 也。
Kim,
Him, 什么？
乌
乌，更不用说。
Shutadharana,
Shutadharana, 那些聆听了关于主的信息的人。
耶
耶，那些。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由须勒帕布帕提供。译文。皈依了的灵魂，哪怕是来自女人、劳动阶层、山地人和 Shabara 人等过着罪恶生活的群体，哪怕是有飞禽走兽的躯体，只要投靠至尊主纯粹的奉献者，向他们学习做奉盖服务，也能了解有关神的科学，摆脱错觉能量的钳制，并获得解脱。要旨：有时有人会问，人怎么才能投靠服从至尊主？在《薄伽梵歌》第十八章的第六十六十节中，至尊主要求尔朱呢皈依于他。因此，不愿意皈依的人会问：神在哪里？他们应该皈依谁？这节诗中对这类问题给予了非常恰当的回答。人格守神也许不会出现在我们的面前，但如果有人真诚的想得到这一指引，至尊主就会派一个有资格的人去指引他重返家园，回归守神。要在灵性觉悟的路途上取得进步，并不需要物质方面的资格。在物质世界里，人要做某项服务，就必须具备某种资格，否则就不适合做奉献服务。否则就不合适做那项服务。但为至尊主做奉盖服务，唯一需要的具备的资格就是投靠服从至尊主。要不要投靠服从至尊主，是一个人可以自己决定的事。人如果愿意，就可以毫不犹豫地立刻皈依，开始自己的灵修生活。投靠服从神的真正代表，与投靠服从神本人是一样的。或换句话说，至尊主钟爱的代表比至尊主更加的仁慈，更容易接近。罪恶的灵魂不能够直接接近至尊主，但接近至尊主纯粹的奉献者比较容易。人如果愿意让至尊主所钟爱的奉献者保护自己，就能够了解神的科学，也成为至尊主超然纯粹的奉献者，从而得到解脱，重返家园，回归守神，过上永恒快乐的生活。因此，对愿意投靠服从至尊主的人来说，了解有关守神的科学，停止为生存进行毫无必要的挣扎，一点都不困难。但对于不愿意归于至尊主，而只想进行无意思辨的灵魂来说，却极为艰难。译文：皈依了的灵魂，哪怕是来自女人、劳动阶层、山地人和Shabara 人等过着罪恶生活的群体，哪怕是有飞禽走兽的躯体，只要投靠了至尊主纯粹的奉献者，向他们学习做奉盖服务，也能了解有关神的科学，摆脱错觉能量的钳制，并获得解脱。
Omagyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatade Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaya Vacha Patitana Pravanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very hopeful verse.
所以这是一个充满了希望的世界。
There is chance even for us most fallen conditioned souls.
即使是对非常低等的受条件限制的灵魂来说呢，也是充满了希望的。
We can also know the science of loving Krishna.
我们也是可以了解对 Krishna 的爱的科学的。
And this is wonderful.
所以这是非常美妙的事情。
Yes, Krishna is very mysterious in one sense.
没错，从某种意义上来说呢， Krishna 是非常的玄秘的。
He certainly exists and is all pervading.
毫无疑问，他是存在的，而且他是无处不在的。
But we cannot see him.
但是我们却见不到他。
We cannot touch him.
我没有办法碰到他。
We cannot hear him.
我们也听不见他。
You cannot hear Krishna talking to us.
我们没有办法听到Krishna在和我们讲话。
And yet Krishna is so near to us. He's right there inside our hearts.
但是呢, Krishna 又离我们如此的近, 他就在我们的内心之中。
But due to our imperfect senses, we cannot perceive his presence.
但是就是由于我们不完美的感官, 使得我们没有办法真正的感知到他的存在。
Because our mind is impure, we cannot hear the Lord whispering in our hearts very wonderful advices.
因为我们的心是不纯洁的，是不洁净的，所以呢，我们就没有办法听到至尊主就在我们的耳边，在向我们低低的轻语着，告诉我们所有这些非常美好的建议。
But he's very kind. He's always very kind.
但是主他总是非常的慈悲的。
Even though we are so rascals,
即使我们都是 rascal, 我们 都是这么的调皮捣乱。
And we have given up his association.
因为是我们放弃了与他的联谊。
We have been avoiding following his guidance.
所以呢，我们 在避免着要得到他的指导。
We even went to the point of denying his existence.
我们甚至于 来到了这样的一种状态, 就是要拒绝他的指导。
And we have been trying to pursue all kinds of sense gratification by trying to exploit material energies in incredible ways.
而且呢，我们是通过各种各样的 令人不可思议的方式在剥削着物质能量，从而呢享受着各种各样的感官享乐的活动。
And because of being acting independent from the Lord, we have underwent so much terrible karma.
就是因为我们没有依托于主对我们的指导，所以说呢，我们在经历着各种各样可怕的业报的反应。
We have been put into very horrible conditions of life.
所以呢，我们在被投掷于在生命中的各种各样的很可怕的境地之下。
But still, the Lord didn't abandon us.
但是呢，主呢，他依然还是可以去依附的。
He did not abandon us.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear it clearly. 但是主呢，他并没有放弃我们。
This is really This is really love.
所以这才是真爱。
I love you even if you turn away from me, even if you go, and even if you become a rascal and you avoid me, still I love you.
即便你从我的身边走开，即便你变成了一个流氓，即便你做这么多乱七八糟的事情，但是我依然还是很爱你。
So Krishna has been there in our hearts all the time, satisfying all our whimsical material desires.
所以 Krishna 他始终都在那里，他始终都在我们的内心之中，他始终都在满足着我们各种各样乱七八糟的愿望。
Sometimes we went toward the upper planetary systems, we enjoy like demigods in heaven.
那有的时候呢，我们会去到一个更高等的星宿，然后我们会在天堂去享受着半神人的地位的状态。
Sometimes we went to the lowest planets to experience the most excruciating miseries.
但有的时候呢，我们也会去到非常低等的星球，然后在那里遭受着各种各样的痛苦的生命的形式。
We took birth in so many species of life.
所以呢，我们在各种各样的生命形式中都已经投生了多次了。
Even little bugs like this coronavirus.
我们甚至于投生在这个小的虫子的躯体里面，比如说像这个冠状病毒的这个躯体里。
Given trouble and panic to so many people.
在这样的身体形式下，我们会骚扰别人的生活，而且让别人感到很恐慌。
So many. We have been around all for so many, 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 many millions of lifetimes.
所以说呢，我们一直都在这个成百上千万的各种各样的生命形式中游荡着。
But if you come to the human form of life and somehow or other,We desire to extirpate ourselves from these miseries and really beg for help.
但是呢，当我们终于不知道出于什么样的原因而来到人体的生命形式的时候呢，那我们就对于这些所经历的痛苦受够了，所以呢，我们就希望能够祈祷着，能够得到帮助，让我们能够摆脱这样的痛苦的境地。
Is anybody out there who can help me? I'm suffering so much.
有没有人能够帮帮我呀？我实在是太苦了。
So Krishna within our hearts, he hears that.
所以说呢，在我们内心中的 Krishna 他就听到了我们这样的呼求。
Okay, now he's understanding that he needs help.
所以现在呢，他现在已经明白了，他是需要帮助的。
So then, by Krishna's arrangement, we come in contact with the spiritual master.
所以在 Krishna 的安排之下呢，我们就遇见了一位灵性导师。
And with the help of the spiritual master and the help of Krishna within our hearts.We can receive the process of devotional service to Krishna within our hearts.
所以说呢，在 Krishna 的，在灵性导师的帮助下，在内心中的 Krishna 的帮助下，我们就得到了奉献服务的程序，从而能够服务在我们内心中的 Krishna.
So Krishna is so wonderful.
所以 Krishna 是如此的美妙。
He just wants to help us.
Krishna, 他唯一想做的事情就是想帮我们。
Yes, we don't see him, we don't perceive his presence.
那当然，我们确实是见不到他，我们也没有办法真正感知到他的存在。
We don't know how to approach him, how to serve him.
我们也不知道怎么能够接近他，怎么能够服务他。
But he manifests himself.Through the form of the spiritual master in order to help us.
但是呢，他以这个灵性导师的形象，显现在我们的面前来接近我们。
So the spiritual master is a special manifestation of the Lord.
主灵性导师是主的一个非常特别的显现。
Means that the Lord empowers the spiritual master to act on his behalf.
也就是说呢，主他赋予了灵性导师这样一种力量，从而能够代表他来活动。
Mm. And taking the help of Krishna's words, taking help of the scriptures, then the spiritual master guides the disciples to in the process of surrender to Krishna.
然后呢，在灵性导师的指导下，我们可以通过经典中的话语的通过经典中的话语走上对 Krishna 的皈依的程序。
Not exactly like that. With the help of the scriptures, the spiritual master guides the disciples to take the process of surrender to Krishna.
就是在经典的协助之下，灵性导师指导着他的门徒能够接受对 Krishna 的皈依的程序。
And this is what is happening to us.
而这也就是在我们身上所发生的事情。
Because of some good fortune, we came in contact with the spiritual master, and we By some special good fortune, we came in contact with Krishna consciousness movement, and we came in contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
就是由于我们的一些特别的好运，使我们呢能够通过遇到一位正宗的灵性导师，从而能够与Krishna 知觉的运动取得连接。
And with the help of the spiritual master, with the help of Krishna through the scriptures, and with the help of saintly devotees, we have taken the process of devotional service.
所以就是在灵性导师的帮助下，在经典的教导的帮助下，在圣洁的奉献者的帮助下，我们可以得到了对 Krishna 的服务的奉爱程序。
Means now we can take the process of surrender.
也就是说呢，现在我们可以得到了关于皈依的程序。
Because only by surrender to Krishna, we can become free from material existence and attain a loving relationship with Him.
因为只有通过这皈依的程序，我们才能够得到对 Krishna 的奉献服务，并且呢，我们才能够得到对他的爱，我们才可以爱他。
Now we are so much in the material world. We are so much in conflict because we have so many problems because of our sinful reactions of so many sinful activities we have performed in so many lifetimes.
那现在我们是在物质世界，由于我们在过去的各种生世中所从事的各种各样的罪恶的活动，使我们就在这个境界中面临着挣扎的状态。
That's why Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the end of the Bhagavad Gita, after giving so many instructions to Arjuna and explaining so many process of self-realization, Krishna summarized everything in one verse.
也就是在不加放歌的最后，当Krishna 对 Arjuna 讲述了这么多的教导，并且呢给了他这么多的关于自我觉悟的方法之后呢，他用一个诗节做了最后的总结。
Because we are caught because of, in the material world because of a network of karmas, because of so many sinful reactions, in that situation it's impossible to surrender to Krishna.
那我们之所以被卡在了物质世界的原因呢，就是由于我们过往的这么多的罪恶活动，使我们就深陷于在 业报的这种反应之中，以至于呢，我们是没有办法真正的皈依 Krishna 的。
We have so many duties to perform, so many obligations in life, in society.
那我们有那么多的职责需要去履行，那我们在生活中，在社会中呢，也有那么多的责任需要去完成。
But Krishna gives us, is so kind, it gives us a very simple process.
但是 Krishna 他是如此的仁慈，他就给了我们这么一个非常简单的程序。
Do you have Bhagavad Gita with you?
Yes, Maharaj, yes.
1866.
Okay, 我们来看一下佛家梵歌的第十八章的第六十六十节。
This is practically one of the last verse, one of the last instructions of Krishna.
那么这个其实是 Krishna 所给我们的最后的教导之一。
You got it?
Yeah. 放弃各种种类的。
Sarvadharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayami ma suja. Translate.
放弃一切宗教，直接归于我，我将把你从所有的恶报中解救出来，不要害怕。这是第十八章的第六十六十节。
Do not worry, do not worry. Do not be afraid. I'll free you from all sinful reactions. Just surrender to me. Don't worry about anything else.
不要担心，不要着急，不要害怕。我会把你从所有的业报的反应中解救出来。你唯一要做的事情就是皈依于我。
But then we may argue. Yes, but I'm still stuck in material existence.
但是也许可能我们就会争论了。那如果我这么做了，可我依然还是在这个物质存在中，卡在这里啊。
Krishna is saying to give up all other duties, all other engagements, just surrender to me. How can I do that?
而且 Krishna 说放弃所有一切的宗教，放弃一切的职责，只是归于我。我怎么做呀？我怎么能做到呢？
Yes, we still have some duties to perform in the material world, and we are not able to just give up everything and.Just become a renounced monk. Most of us cannot do that.
当然，我们在物质世界确实是有很多职责需要去履行。我们不可能一下放弃所有的这一切，然后呢，就像是一个和尚一样过着弃世的这种生活。大部分的人是没有办法这么做到的。
But Krishna is encouraging us accept those duties that can really help you to develop love for me.
Krishna said that to accept
just those duties that they are not impediment in your surrender to me.
Okay. 但是 Krishna 他鼓励我们说呢，如果要是接受这些职责，并不意味着他们就是皈依我的障碍。
If what we are doing in society does not help us in life, in family, does not help us to become Krishna conscious, then we should maybe look for some better situation.
但是如果我们要是所处在的这个社会啊，家庭的境地，如果它不能够帮助我们具有 Krishna 知觉的话，那我们可能需要去寻找一个更好的处境，更好的状态。
Means this is the process of surrender, that we have to accept everything that is favorable, that does not disturb our practice of devotional service.
那么这个其实也就是皈依的一部分。也就意味着我们要去接受和做一切有利于我们具有 Krishna 知觉的事情。
Okay, here many devotees are going to say, oh, I cannot do that.
所以当很多奉献者听到这一点的时候呢，就在想了，哎呀，这个我肯定是办不到的。
I still have my family.
那我还有我的家人呢。
I still have my job.
我还有我的工作呢。
I still have some cases, the devotees say, I still have to cook meat for my parents.
有一些奉献者说我现在还得给我的家人做肉吃呢。
I still have to do so many things that are not really favorable for devotional service.
所以我现在呢还得做很多的事情，而这些事情呢它对于奉爱服务是没有利的。
Yes, this is a fact of life.
那当然这些都是我们要面对的事实。
So how to come to this point of accepting only things that are favorable to render service to Krishna.
所以我们怎么才能够达到那一点，只能做那些有利于对 Krishna 的服务的事情呢？
Means what, how to reject everything that is unfavorable to Krishna service.
也就意味着我们如何能够拒绝那些对 Krishna 的服务无利的事情呢？怎么才能达到这一点呢？
Yes, the thing is that we may have to do these things because of our particular family or social situation that we cannot change immediately. And we may have to do activities that are not really favorable to devotional service, but we should not put our hearts in these activities. We just do for the sake of doing, because you don't want to disrupt family or disrupt some social situation for the time being. So do it, but don't put your heart there. And inside your heart, pray to Krishna that one day you can reject all these unfavorable situations.
那也就意味着现在呢，由于我们所处在的这种家庭环境以及所处在的这种社会的环境，使得我们呢不得不还是要去做一些对 Krishna 的奉献服务无力的事情，但是呢为了保持家庭的和谐以及保持我们在社会中的这种活动的状态，也就使得我们现在呢要去做，但是呢我们在做的时候呢，我们只是为了要去完成这些职责而去履行这些职责，而不是把我们的心意全都放在上面，而在我们的内心之中呢，我们要向 Krishna 在祈祷，能够祈祷着我们有一天能够改变这样的这种处境，让自己能够真正的处于去从事对 Krishna 有利的事情之中。
Oftentimes we feel obliged to do these things because we need some protection, and family protects us, and society protects us, our job protects us, so we feel dependent on these things and dependent on those activities because you require some protection.
而且有的时候呢，我们就觉得我们必须要去做这些事情，必须要去履行这些职责。原因呢，是由于我们在寻求着家庭对我们的保护、社会对我们的保护、工作对我们的保护，以及因为我们在寻求着各种各样的保护，所以呢，就觉得我们就不得已而为之。
But actually, these things and this situation, these people cannot really protect us.
但事实上呢，这些事情以及这些人是没有办法真正的保护我们的。
Family, friends, society, all that, it's just so many fallible soldiers. They cannot protect us.
那家人呢，朋友啊，还有这个社会啊，其实他们只是我们的一些绊脚石，他们是没有办法真正的帮助保护我们的。
No, they cannot really help us.
所以呢，他们是没有办法真正的帮助我们的。
Only Krishna can give us protection.
只有 Krishna 才能够保护我们。
And Krishna guarantees that.
而 Krishna 呢，也保证了这一点。
But we have to become convinced of that.
但是呢，我们必须要信服这一点。
And we have to develop a strong faith that only Krishna can really give us protection.
所以呢，我们必须要培养出非常坚定的信心，只有 Krishna 才能够保护我们。
That's why we need to read Srila Prabhupada's books daily, because you get so much encouragement, and there's so much information about Krishna and Krishna protecting his devotees that we feel also convinced that he can protect us.
这也就是为什么每天阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍是如此的重要，因为在他的书籍中呢，给了我们这么多的信心，能够鼓励我们。Krishna 他的确是在保护着我们的， Krishna 他是在保护着他的奉献者的。那当阅读这些信息的时候呢，就会让我们被说服，让我们的信心得到加强。
So we have to, and we have to chant Krishna's holy name, so we feel the presence of Krishna every time.
而且呢，我们必须要去诵读 Krishna 的圣名。那每次当我们在念诵他的名字的时候呢，我们就能够感受到他的存在。
So another thing is that a devotee may think, oh, but if these are people who maintain me, my job maintains me, society maintains me, so I have to serve them.
但是也许人们就会在想，但是呢，这个社会它在维系着我，我的工作在维系着我，我身边的这些人们也在维系着我，所以呢，我就必须要服务于他们。
No, Krishna is the real maintainer of everyone.
但不是这样的 ，Krishna 是所有的人的维系者。
Today my job can maintain me. Tomorrow maybe I'm jobless.
今天我的工作也许在维持着我的生活，但是明天可能我就失业了。
Today maybe my family is maintaining me, maybe tomorrow they pass away and they will not be there to maintain me.
那么今天呢，我的家人在保护照顾着我，但明天他们也许可能就离世了，所以呢，他们已经没有办法在那儿再继续的保护我了。
In the material world, everything can fall apart.
因为在这物质世界，所有的一切都是会烟消云散的。
So there is no security.
所以是没有保证的。
And nobody can really protect and maintain us.
所以呢，没有任何一个人是可以真正的保护我们以及维系我们的。
There's nobody else who can protect us or maintain us. Only Krishna.
所以只有 Krishna， 没有任何一个人可以真正的保护我们以及维系我们。
So when we accept the spiritual master，
所以当我们接受了一位灵性导师，
means we are putting ourselves under his guidance，
也就意味着我们让自己处于他的指导之下。
So you have to have this conviction under his guidance, how will attain Krishna's protection.
所以呢，我们必须要确定，在他的指导之下，我是能够去到 Krishna 那里的。
And we should always remember that in any activity or any desire we may have, we are not independent.
而且呢，我们也要时刻的记住，我们在做任何的活动的时候，以及我们有任何的愿望的时候，我们其实都不是独立的。
If you are not dependent on Krishna, then we are dependent on material energy, illusory energy.
因为如果你要是没有依靠 Krishna 的话，那也就肯定会依靠虚幻能量、物质的能量。
Means if you don't accept Krishna as the master, you have to accept Maya as the master.
也就意味着，如果你不接受 Krishna 为你的主人的话，那也就是接受了 Maya 为你的主人。
But Maya is not kind.
Sorry, Maya is not what?
Kind.
Oh, okay.
It's not kind.
Yeah, I heard that word. Thank you, Asha. 但是 Maya 并不善，Maya 并不善良。
Maya can be very, very strict.
Maya 她可能会非常的严厉。
And if you do anything wrong, Maya can punish us so severely.
如果你要是做了错事的话，那 Maya 可能会给我们一顿痛斥的惩罚。
And under Maya, it is inevitable that we are going to do wrong.
但是呢，在 Maya 的指导之下呢，我们肯定是会犯错的。
But if you surrender to Krishna, if you depend on Krishna, then we learn how to act properly.
但是如果我们要是接受了 Krishna, 在 Krishna 的保护之下，如果皈依于他的话，那我们就能够学到如何恰当的去做事情了。
So, surrender to Krishna means to surrender to the spiritual master.
但是皈依于 Krishna 也就意味着皈依臣服于灵性导师。
What means surrender to the spiritual master?
但是皈依臣服于灵性导师是怎么理解呢？
Offer obeisance at his lotus feet all the time. I am your servant and you are my master. I'm your servant, I'm your servant.
那么是不是总是顶拜在他的莲花足下，并且说着您是我的主人，我是您的仆人，您是我的主人，我是您的仆人。
Yeah, this might be the beginning.
对，这是在我们最开始的时候必须要做的事情。
But the most important is to surrender to his guidance, surrender to his instructions.
但是更重要的是要归于他的指导，归于他的训示。
Okay, the guru gives many instructions, like Srila Prabhupada gives so many instructions in his book, and Srila Prabhupada is our spiritual master of all of us.
灵性导师给了我们很多的训示，比如说薛拉帕帕他就通过他的书籍给了我们很多的训示。灵性导师他薛拉帕帕的他是我们所有人的灵性导师。
We receive so many instructions.
我们接受了那么多的训示。
And obviously we cannot follow all these instructions at once.
显然我们不可能一下子去追随所有的这些训示。
What to do?
所以那怎么办呢？
If I don't follow the guidance of my spiritual master, the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, then I'll not be surrendered.
所以如果我要是不追随灵性导师的指导，不追随圣泡帕的指导的话，那也就意味着我没有臣服。
Yes, there's certainly in the beginning, and for a long time, we will not be able to fulfill all the instructions of Krishna at once.
那当然，在最开始以及在很长一段的时间，我们都没有办法去完全的追随 Krishna 所给我们的这些所有的训示。
We cannot fulfill all the instructions given by the spiritual master.
我们也没有办法去满足灵性导师所给我们的所有的训示。
What to do?
所以怎么办？
If you neglect them, it's not good for us.
如果我们要是忽略他们的话，那这对我们可没有任何的好处。
So yes, we may not be able to immediately fulfill all those instructions, but we should always think,within our hearts, this, I will keep this instruction. I will try my best. I will try my best one day. And I pray to Krishna that one day I will be able to fulfill all these instructions given by my spiritual master.
的确，在最开始的时候呢，我是没有办法去履行和完成我的灵性导师所给予我的所有的训示的。但是在我的内心中，我始终要把他们，放在我们的记忆里，并且呢，向 Krishna 不断的在祈祷，祈祷着总有一天我能够很好的完成我的灵性导师所给予我的所有的这些训示。
Srila Prabhupada, right from the very beginning, he received a very, very powerful instruction from his spiritual master.
就像舒尔巴帕他所写到的那样，在最开始的时候，他就从他的灵性导师那里接受了一个非常非常有力量的一个训示。
You can speak English. You seem to be an intelligent young man. You should preach this message to the English-speaking people.
你能够讲英文，而且你看起来也是一个非常有智慧的年轻人，所以说呢，你就应该把这个教导传递到讲英文的国家。
Can you imagine that?
所以能不能想象一下？
Srila Prabhupada, a young man who was just recently married, and got a job, you know, a good job, and had so many wonderful ideas for his family.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，是一位年轻人，而且呢，刚刚才成婚，才成了家，才得到了一份很好的工作，而且在脑子里面呢，也有各种各样的对他的家庭生活的憧憬。
And here he is meeting a guru, tells him that he should preach this message to all over the world.
然后他就遇到了他的 guru, 他的 guru 对他讲呢，要把这个信息要传递到世界各地。
If we were in Srila Prabhupada's position, maybe most of us would say this is impossible.
如果我们要是处在Srila Prabhupada的境地之下，我们可能大部分人都会在想，这根本就是不可能的事情。
And maybe Prabhupada initially thought that it was impossible.
也许Srila Prabhupada在最开始的时候也是这么想的，这是不可能的。
But later on he heard from his spiritual master that the word impossible does not exist in a devotee's dictionary.
但是后来呢，他又听他的灵性导师说，不可能这个词在奉献者的字典里是没有的。
No, there is no such thing.
所以说呢，在奉献者的字典里根本就没有这样的一件事情的存在。
If we have faith in Guru and Krishna, yes, there is nothing impossible.
所以如果我们要是对 Guru 和 Krishna 有信心的话，根本就不可能有不可能发生的事情。
So for those devotees who still have difficulties and they cannot pull out from those difficulties in life where they have to still do things that are not so proper for their surrender to Krishna, they should just develop this strong faith that it's not impossible that their situation changes. And they haveMany cases, thousands of cases where situations change and things improve in the lives of devotees.
所以说呢，对于那些处于困难和麻烦的状态下的奉献者，那他在内心中呢是有坚定的信心，并且呢，在Krishna 对 Krishna 的这个祈祷的过程中呢，就会使他的这个境地和状态发生变化。那么在很多的这个奉献者的身上都发生过这样的事情，他们的这个境地就是从不可能变得可能了，变得这个起了变化，发生了变化。
So there's nothing impossible. We have to be convinced of that. It may take some time, but if you pray to Krishna and we sincerely desire and want to change,We will change, our situations will improve, and we'll be able to do incredible things.
所以说呢，我们就必须在内心中是满怀着信心的。如果我们要是真的有这种愿望，这个不可能改变的事情，不可能的境况，它也是能够发生变化的。但是前提就在于我们的这个内心中呢，它是一定要满怀着希望的。
Srila Prabhupada took him 33 years to fulfill that instruction of his spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada 花了33年的时间才使他完成他的灵性导师所给他的训谕。
But he did it, and because he did it, now we can hear Srimad Bhagavatam and we can chant the holy names.
而且呢，他确实完成了这件事情，而就是由于他完成了这件事情，使得我们现在才能够在一起来阅读圣典波迦瓦坛。才可以聆听圣典波迦瓦坛。
We can chant the holy names.
我们可以念诵圣名。
We can take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
我们才可以托庇在一位正宗的灵性导师的莲花足下。
So we are not our spiritual masters are not telling, no spiritual master is telling us that we should go and preach all over the world.
没有我们没有人从我们的灵性导师那里得到了这样一个训谕，就是要到世界各地去进行传教。
Oh, now it's very easy.
而且现在呢，已经很容易了。
We have means. We can fly all over the place, and we have more money than before. So most of us we could do this now. So easy now.
而且呢，我们有各种各样的方法可以到世界各地旅行。而且呢，我们大部分的人现在兜里的钱也比以前要更多了。所以说呢，我们是比以前能够更容易的去做这件事情了。
And wherever we go, there's temples, there are devotees, they can accommodate us, can have prasadam, you feel protected, wherever we go.
而且无论我们到哪里呢，我们都可以找到那个地方的奉献者，那个地方的庙，然后呢，他们可以安排我们的起居，可以给我们提供prasadam。
So now it's very easy to do that.
所以现在呢是很容易做到了。
But at the time of Srila Prabhupada, it was not easy.
但是在 Srila Prabhupada 的年代可并不容易。
And we all know that, you know, we read the biography of Srila Prabhupada, how it was so difficult.
而且我们大家都对这件对这个历史是熟知的，因为我们都阅读了 Srila Prabhupada 的传记，我们知道当时的情况是多么的艰难。
And then we also hear the first disciples of Srila Prabhupada were told by Srila Prabhupada to go to far away countries to start Krishna consciousness, and it was not easy for them.
而且呢，我们也知道，舍拉帕巴的那些早期门徒们被派到各个国家去进行这个早期的 Krishna 知觉的开发，对于他们来说也一点都不容易。
When Srila Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Goswami, you should go and preach in China, he did not believe what he was hearing from Srila Prabhupada. He said, maybe I didn't hear well.
当Srila Prabhupada 的第一次对 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 说你应该到中国去传教的时候Goswami Maharaj 以为自个儿听错了，他觉得他不知道Srila Prabhupada 说的就是这句话。
Tomorrow we are celebrating his disappearance.
明天呢我们会庆祝the Goswami Maharaj 的隐迹日。
So,Because the Tamal Krishna Maharaj he thought that this was the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. He also took him many years, but eventually he did that. He went to China to preach.
但是呢 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 呢他把这个呢看作是 Srila Prabhupada 所给他的训示。所以说呢他经过数年的准备之后呢他终于来到了中国并且在中国进行了传教。
Now it's so easy to preach in China.
现在呢，在中国传教是挺容易的一件事儿了。
But when he went for the first years, it was not easy.
但是呢，在他早期来到中国的时候，可一点也不容易。
So why Srila Prabhupada achieved success? Why is many of his disciples achieved success?In doing incredible things, almost impossible things, because they have faith and conviction in the order and instruction of the spiritual master.
所以为什么说到 Srila Prabhupada 以及这些早期的门徒们，他们都能够取得成功，并且呢，立下了这些令人不可以想象的功绩呢？原因就是由于他们在内心中对于他们的灵性导师有深深的信念。
So whatever situation you may be, my dear devotees, even if it's a very difficult situation, don't give up, don't lose hope, because nothing is impossible for Krishna.
所以说，我亲爱的奉献者们，无论你们所处于怎样的境地，无论你们处于怎样的艰难的状态，都不要放弃信心，因为对于 Krishna 来说，是没有什么是不可能的。
So, and the last item of surrender to Krishna is that we should always remain humble.
归于 Krishna 的最后一件重要的事情就是我们总是要保持谦卑的心境。
To admit that on our own we cannot do much.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Without... To accept that on our own we cannot do much.
Okay. 但是呢，如果我们必须要承认，我们要凭借自己的力量，我们是没有办法做到的。
Our material intelligence, our material qualifications and abilities might not be very helpful.
因为我们的物质的智慧、物质的资格以及物质的这种境况呢，可能帮不了我们太大的忙。
We just need to humbly submit ourselves that to the spiritual master that I don't know anything, I'm not qualified.But if I follow his guidance, his instructions, I'll be able to do whatever is required.
我们就谦卑的来到灵性导师的面前，向他承认，我是处在非常的低等的状态，而且呢，我是没有任何的资格的。在我这样的状态下，我是没有办法完成任何的事情的。但是如果我要是追随您的训示的话，我可以做很多的事情。
And if now I have many qualifications in devotional service, I'm qualified to do so many things, and I'm very respected by others, and I can do so many wonderful things, I'm very qualified. You should always remember humble that without Krishna, without the Guru's, the spiritual master and Krishna's grace, we wouldn't do anything.
就即便是如果我们要是有很多的能力，有很多的资格，可以在 Krishna 知觉的奉献服务中做很多的事情，而且呢也受到了很多人的这种尊敬，有很多的资格，但是我们也必须要时刻的记住，如果要是没有 Krishna 所赐的恩赐的话，其实我们是一事无成的，我们什么也做不了。
So we have to accept everything that is favorable to render devotional service to Krishna.
所以说呢，我们要接受一切，有利于对 Krishna 做奉献服务的事情。
Gradually accept more and more favorable things for our devotional life.
因为我们应该逐一渐进的在我们生活中去接受越来越多的有利于为 Krishna 做奉献服务的事情。
We must reject everything that is unfavorable to the Lord's service.
我们必须要拒绝一切对主的服务无利的事情。
No matter how long it takes, but we should always meditate how we can give up anything that is unfavorable to serve the Lord.
无论这件事情要花多么长的时间，但是在我们的内心中，我们要时刻铭记着，我们要放弃所有一切不利于为 Krishna 做奉献服务的事情。
We should be firmly convinced that Krishna will always give us protection.
而且我们一定要坚信 Krishna 总是会给我们保护的。
He will always maintain us. Hey, Bo. Sati, are you there? Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. Ashu, I'm here.
Tanya Kelly is lost.
Yeah.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Okay, you came back.Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. So, Ashu, so I don't think. Okay. Sorry, did she?
We didn't hear you.
No?
No, we didn't hear you before for a few seconds.
So I didn't, just now you say something about maintain, then I lost. I didn't hear that.
Yes, we should always always have confidence that Krishna will maintain us.
所以呢，我们总是要有坚定的信心 ，Krishna 会维系我们的。
It's Krishna who has been maintaining us all the time.
因为是 Krishna， 他在时刻的在维护着我们，在维系着我们。
Krishna is maintaining all living entities in the material world.
Krishna 他在维系着在物质世界的一切的生灵。
Big elephants in the jungle, they don't have a job.
在森林中的大象，他们是没有工作的。
They may eat 100 kilos of food every day.
但是呢，他们要吃掉100公斤的食物每天。
And they live for more than 100 years.
而且呢，他们的寿命呢也有100年，比100年还要长。
And they are maintained.
所以呢，他们的生活是被维护着的。
They don't have a job.
他们没工作。
They don't need to go to school.
他们也不需要去上学。
They are maintained.
但是他们是被维系着的。
Every living entity is maintained by the Lord.
所有的生物体都是被主所维系着的。
We should always be dependent on Krishna.
所以呢，我们总是要让自己依托于 Krishna.
And we should always remain very humble.
而且我们总是要让自己处于谦卑之境。
In this way, gradually we become fully surrendered to Krishna, and we have nothing to fear.
那么就这样呢，我们就能够逐渐的让自己完全的归于 Krishna， 我们也就会变得无畏了，没有什么可害怕的。
Okay, we stop here.
好，我们的讲课呢，就先到这儿。
And if there is any question or comments, we can discuss now.
Yeah. 我们现在开始，请阿叔回答问题。如果大家有任何的问题和评述呢，可以提上来。Here is a question from, 都江堰的隆多卓玛玛塔吉。顶拜阿叔，顶拜翻译玛塔吉，请叫阿叔。我这段时间在阅读圣帕帕的书籍的时候，会因为超然的知识和力量的强大而让自己感觉配不上触碰这么神圣的知识，然后就会在阅读的时候呢出现紧张胆怯。请问怎样才能调整好这状态，让自己仅仅只是作为一个阅读圣典的工具，平平稳稳的通过声音来传播这些知识呢？感恩阿叔，祈祷有机会面对面的请教您更多的问题。Hare Krishna. 阿叔 please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that, recently while I'm reading Srila Prabhupada's books, sometimes I will, tangibly feel the power of, this transcendental knowledge. But because the knowledge is so powerful to make me feel that, I'm so insignificant, so I don't have any qualification toin touch such holy knowledge, then I started to feel intimidated, and also feel nervous to even get in contact with this knowledge. So what do I do to adjust my situation and to put myself just as a little instrument to read this transcendental scripture, just remain in a kind of a peaceful mood to preach this knowledge. And also she's saying that I really pray that someday I will meet you face to face. In that case, I can consult you on many other questions.In that state. Thank you very much.
It's a nice question.
首先这是一个非常好的问题。
Yes, this knowledge is overwhelming. It's a fact.
Yeah, 那么这个事实就是这门知识它确实是令人感到非常的受宠若惊的。
It's nothing compared with any material knowledge.
因为它是不能够被任何的物质的知识所比拟的。
And gives us extraordinary hope in life.
而且呢，它给了我们在生命中的超然的希望。
So there is one good thing we should do before we read Srila Prabhupada's books.
在阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍之前，有一件事情是我们可以去做的。
First of all, offer obeisance to the book.
首先呢，我们应该向书顶拜。
By offering our prayer to our Guru Maharaj and to Srila Prabhupada.
那我们在顶拜的时候呢，我们要念诵我们的Guru Maharaj 的祷文，以及 Srila Prabhupada 的祷文，也就是通过向他们顶拜来顶拜书籍。
And pray to Srila Prabhupada that you will be able to understand and follow the guidance given in this wonderful book.
并且呢，向 Srila Prabhupada 祈祷，我能够理解书中的深意，并且能够追随 Srila Prabhupada 在书中所给我们的指导。
Always keep the Srila Prabhupada's books in a very elevated position and in a very clean place.
而且当我们在放置 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的时候呢，我们总是要把它放在一个高位，而且要把它放在一个非常洁净的地方。
Never put Srila Prabhupada's books in a low place, like a deity. It's none different from a deity.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍呢，和神像是没有任何的区别的。所以说呢，我们也要想把它像神像一样，不要把它放在低的位置上。
Always keep the book, Srila Prabhupada's books very protected.
而且呢，总是要很好的保护 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
And in a very clean place.
把它放在一个很洁净的地方。
Offer obeisance, offer prayers, take the book, read, and in the end of your reading, offer obeisance again and say, thank you, Srila Prabhupada, to give me this wonderful knowledge.
我们在读书之前呢，先向书顶拜，然后呢，开始阅读书籍。等读完书以后呢，再向书籍顶拜，并且向 Srila Prabhupada 感谢能够给我们这么美妙的知识。
Attitude in our devotional practice is extremely important.
那么我们在奉献服务中所处于的这种态度，这种心态是非常的重要的。
So this is a right some nice attitude you should develop when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, because these are not ordinary books.
所以呢，当我们在阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的时候呢，这是我们应该培养的非常好的心态，因为 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍并不是普通的书籍。
And we are not going to learn these books because of some academic understanding.
而且呢，并不是由于我们想得到一些学术上的理解才去阅读这些书籍的。
It's by the mercy of Krishna and Guru that we will be able to understand.
我们只有藉着 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈，我们才能够理解书中的深意。
This morning I was hearing a lecture of Srila Prabhupada.
今天早晨呢，我就听了 Srila Prabhupada 的一节讲课。
Srila Prabhupada was telling the story of Lord Chaitanya meeting a Brahman in a very remote area, in a remote place. A Brahmana was there in one temple of Vishnu, and he was there in one corner of the temple, and he was holding Bhagavad Gita in his hands, and he was reading.
那么在Srila Prabhupada的这些讲课里面呢，他就讲了如 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一个很遥远的一个地方的一座 Vishnu 的神庙里面所见到的一位婆罗门的故事。那么在这个神庙里面呢，这位婆罗门呢，他在一个角落里面阅读《国家梵歌》。
He noticed that other people in the temple were looking at him and kind of laughing to each other.
然后呢，他就注意到了在庙里面的其他的那些人，在 指指点点的。
Some of them.
对，就是在这个庙里面的其他的有一些奉献者在看着这位读书的婆罗门，然后指指点点的在笑话他。
No, but the Brahman was not distracted. He was just concentrating on his reading.
但是呢，这位婆罗门一点也没有为外界的这些事情而分神，他只是非常的专注的在阅读。
So this Brahman caught the attention of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就注意到了这位婆罗门。
So and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached him.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到他的面前。
So, oh, what are you reading?
哦，你在读什么呀？
Said I'm reading Bhagavad Gita.
我在读薄伽梵歌。
So and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why these people are joking at you?
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问他，那为什么那些人在笑话你呢？
Well, because actually, I'm illiterate. I don't know how to read.
他说，因为实际上我是文盲，我根本就不知道该怎么读书，不会读，不认字。
But my Guru Maharaj told me to come here and read Bhagavad Gita every day.
但是我的 Guru Maharaj 让我每天都到这儿来读薄伽梵歌。
So I come here and just move the pages and.
所以呢，我就每天来这儿读这些页。
I just turn the pages.
我只是在这翻书。
So that's why they are laughing.
所以这就是为什么他们笑我的原因。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we could notice his face was very radiant, very, very happy, ecstatic person.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够注意到。这个婆罗门呢是充满了光灿的婆罗门，而且呢他是脸上绽放着光彩，他是非常的开心的，很极乐的状态。
So he asked him, "What? But you look so happy, so ecstatic, even though you cannot read Bhagavad Gita."
然后他就说，可是呢，即便你没有办法阅读薄伽梵歌，但是呢，你却看着很极乐，很快乐。
He said, "Yeah, because every time I touch this book, and then every time I see the picture of Krishna taking the humble position of driving the chariot of his devotee, I feel so humble. I feel so amazed, so touched in my heart, and I feel so amazed by Krishna's kindness to his devotees."
他说对呀，他说因为但每次当我拿起这本书，每次当我看到Krishna 作为 Arjuna 的战车的这个御者来为他服务的时候，我内心就充满了极乐之情，而且我觉得自己是如此的卑微，而且呢我感到非常的感动，因为 Krishna 这样仁善的对待着他的奉献者。
Is the Lord of the universes andHe's taking a humble position of driving the chariot of his devotee.
他本来是宇宙之主，可是呢，他却让自己卑微的成为了他的奉献者的一位战车的御者。
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a big hug.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就热烈的拥抱了他。
He said, "Of all the scholars of Bhagavad Gita, you are the topmost."
他说呢，在所有的研究薄伽梵歌的学者中，你是最高深的学者。
Because you have realized the essence.
因为你觉悟到了其实质。
See, even without being able to read, just because of touching the fallen instruction of Guru Maharaj and take the Bhagavad Gita in his hand and respectfully turning the pages,Even without reading, he got realization of this knowledge.
所以说呢，就即便是没有办法读书，不会读书，但是就是由于他追随了他的 Guru Maharaj 的训示，而且呢，以非常的谦卑的这种心态，拿着薄伽梵歌，而且呢，在这个以非常的尊重的这种心情去翻阅这个薄伽梵歌的时候，他也是能够获得觉悟的。 阿叔。
So attitude is very important.
所以说呢，这个态度是非常的重要的。
So have a very respectful attitude towards Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以说呢，对于 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，一定要保持着非常的尊敬的心境。
Any scripture.
还有呢，就是对经典也要保持极为尊敬的心境。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Sati Malaji. 为履行职责，履行职责，同时我们的内心呢，又要想着 Krishna。这样，当我们履行家庭职责时，就会有种应付差事的状态，没有真正的把内心的爱给予家人，他们是能够感受到的。用心的陪伴是最好的爱的表达，可是我们的时间又非常的有限，感觉做休息做服务的时间都不够，请问阿叔如何平衡呢？明白阿叔。When we perform our material duties, we just do it for doing it. At the same time, in our heart, we are actually meditated the Lord Krishna.But in that case, it seems that we are not giving our mind or we are not giving our conscience to our family. So we didn't really give our love from the heart to them. They actually can feel that. But if we are very attentively to be with them, actually that is a real expression of the love.But our time is very limited. We feel that even we are short of time to do our petition, devotional practice, so we don't really have much of time to fully give to our family. So how to balance this? Thank you very much.
I didn't say that we don't do things with consciousness and or you are aloof while doing. I said, you don't put your heart completely on these activities. You put your heart in your devotional activities.
我说的是，就是我们在做这些事情的时候，并不是心不在焉的敷衍了事，而是说我们不要把我们的这个心放在这些事情上。
Yes, we love them.But the best way to love them is by connecting them with Krishna, by ourselves become Krishna conscious, and then see them in connection with Krishna. Then we can love them really. Without loving Krishna, we cannot love others.
当然我们是非常的爱他们的，但是最好的爱他们的方法呢，是通过让我们自己变得具有 Krishna 知觉，然后以这样的方式呢，使他们也能够和 Krishna 相连接在一起。因为如果要是没有 Krishna 的话，如果没有 Krishna 知觉的话，其实这种爱是非常的无力的，是没有办法真正的爱他们的。
Because if we had really love for them, then we would not give them things that you know are detrimental to their existence, would create a bad karma to them and eventual suffering. If you love somebody, you don't want them to suffer.But because of circumstances, we are forced to do those activities that really don't help them in terms of future. It does not really help them. So we cannot really put totally our hearts in those activities.
Okay. 毁灭的这个事情会给他们的，那就比如说，我们让他们做一些这个，他们会有这个业报反应的事情，然后最终呢，他们实际上是会为了这些事情而受苦的。那么如果是真的爱他们的话呢，我们其实就不会全心全意的去让他们去做这些事情。那所以就是因为我们自己内心里面知道。如果我们要是同样的和他们同流合污的去做所有的这些事情的话呢，那么最终其实是他们是会被这个业报 吃苦所困，而且呢是会被困在这个物质的存在之中的。那就因为我们了解了这一点，所以呢我们就没有办法真正的全心全意的去以这样的方式去服务他们，去爱他们。
Real love is to engage them in Krishna service.
那么真正的爱呢，是能够让他们也从事对 Krishna 的服务。
To make them understand that Krishna exists and Krishna loves them and they should also be engaged in devotional service. That's really love.
让他们明白就是 Krishna 是存在的，而且呢 Krishna 也是在维系着的。Krishna 是爱着他们的，然后呢他们也应该去为 Krishna 去做奉献服务。然后以这样的方式去爱他们，这才是真正的爱。
So without loving Krishna, we don't know how to love others.
所以说，如果要是没有爱 Krishna 的话，我们也没有办法真正的去了解如何去爱别的人。
It is just a very superficial love.
如果要是没有对 Krishna 的爱的话，对其他的人爱也只不过是一个流于表面的爱，非常肤浅的爱。
Next question.
The next is not a question, is the comments from the Mataji from Du Jiang Yan. Long Duo Zhuo Ma, the Mataji, you answered the question just now. She said that 感恩阿叔和翻译，我会怀着更加的虔诚之心来顶拜和阅读这些圣典书籍。感恩阿叔的祝福。阿叔, thank you very much for your blessing. I will wear the more respectful mood to.To show my obeisances of the holy books and with a very respectful mood to read them.
That's nice. Thank you. Thank you. It's a reminder for all of us. It's a reminder for all of us. The deities, the books, Srila Prabhupada's books are not different from deities.
而且这对于我们每一个人来说呢，都是一个提醒，就是Srila Prabhupada的书籍和神像是没有任何区别的。
In principle, you should not even read the books in an unclean state.
实际上，从原则上来讲呢，我们甚至于不应该在一个不洁净的地方去阅读书籍，去阅读这些书。
I didn't mention that one, just not be too much.
OK, 我之前没有说到这一点的原因呢，就害怕太苛刻了。
OK, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Very special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji.
特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 和 Dana Kelly。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo
Ashu Ki Jai. Thank you very much, Ashu. 为昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev 法夫，我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及问题的耐心的解答，然后也非常非常的感谢 Sati Maharaj 为我们总是安排的这么好的平台。感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 智慧之中度过一个非常美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。